This is Hour 2 of Seems Like Old Times. I'm your host, Craig Orndorff. Glad to have you along this weekend. Hope it's a great one wherever you are and whatever you're doing. I'm glad one of the things you're doing is listening to this show. And today you're hearing us play Night Songs, tunes with night in the title. And for the countdown today, we have the biggest hits from the first weekend of March in 1947. And we have a lot of copycats on the charts this week. Most notably, the novelty tune, Open the Door, Richard. We had one last hour in the bottom five, and three more in the top half of the charts, including at number five, this is Dusty Fletcher.
Oh, so you throwed me out, huh? Well, that's all right. That ain't the first time I've been thrown out of a saloon. I know what I'll do. I'm going on home and get me some sleep. I wonder, what did Richard do with that key? When did he go to sleep with the key? Well, that's all right. I'll just wake him up and make him open the door. Open the door, Richard. That's the boy I rooms with. Open the door, Richard. I know he ain't going out nowhere, because I got on the clothes. Open the door, Richard. Now, that's when I don't like to room with nobody. He don't want to open the door for me. And I owe just as much rent up here as he do.
Open the door, Richard. Open the door and let me open the door, Richard. Richard, why don't you open that door? Open the door, Richard.
Richard.
Open the door and let
me Richard.
Open the door, Richard.
I don't
understand. Richard, why don't you open that door?
I don't care. I'm going to move sad anyhow. This old woman, she charging too much rent. $3 a month. And got the nerve to be mad because we 11 months in the rear. Why, she come acting me this morning, she said, when you boys trying to give me some of my back rent? So I just told her she lucky if she getting the front rent out of me. Open the door, Richard. Then she come acting me when I'm going to work. And I ain't thinking about no work. I don't want no job. I'm going back on relief Monday. I was on relief last summer, but I don't know they got short of help and they couldn't send your checks out. You had to go get them, so I give it up.
Open the door, Richard. Open the door and let me.
Richard, it's cool out here.
Open the door, Richard.
Richard.
Richard, why don't you open that door?
Now, here's something. That's all right. I'll get in. I'll go around through the back and I'll come around through the alley. I don't need no Richard. I don't want no police. I'll get in. I'll get in. I bet a man I'll get in. Hey, Richard! Ain't this a shame? The police is looking for me. I'll get somebody else locked up and get myself messed up.
Open the door, Richard.
Open the door, Richard.
Open the door and let me in. Open the door, Richard. Richard, why don't you open that door?
Now, let's see now. It used to be old stepladder laying around here somewhere. Oh, yeah, it is. I know what I'll do. I'll take his ladder and climb up over the trestle. That's what I'll do.
Say, boy, what are you doing up on that ladder?
Open the door, Richard. Here's the man out here.
Oh, the law.
Sir?
What are you doing up on that ladder?
I live up here.
You live up there?
Yes.
Well, why don't you come down and go in the door?
I don't live in the door. I live on the second floor.
Open the door, Richard. Open the door and let me.
This is my ladder, officer.
I don't care whose ladder it is. You come down.
You mean to tell me a man can't stand on his own ladder?
No, a man can't stand on his own ladder.
Oh, I hope it do, Richard. Well, I guess that must be a new law just come out. I suppose I don't come down. Then what's going to happen?
Then I'm going to whoop you until you get sober.
Oh, no. Whoop who to who get sober?
I'm going to whoop you until you get sober.
Oh, yeah? Wait a minute, what you doing? Don't do that, man. You hit my button. Don't do that. Out of my door, Bear Richard!
Don't do that, man. That hurt my bunions. Ain't this a shame? Let me come on down. You act like one of them police. They never arrest nobody before.
Open the door, Richard. Open the door and let me in. Open the door, Richard. Richard, why don't you open that door?
All right. What you say you gonna do now?
I said I'm gonna whoop you until you get sober.
Don't do that.
Wait a minute. Let's get some understanding here. You gonna whoop who?
I'm gonna whoop you.
Oh, no, you ain't.
I won't do what?
No, you won't. Oh, wait a minute. I'll get bleed. Oh, wait a minute.
Hold my door up, Richard.
Wait a minute. Let's get some understanding. Look, the judge told me don't come down there no more. You gonna mess me up. I'm gonna get on the door.
Open the door, Richard. Open the door and let me in. Open the door, Richard.
This is open the door.
Richard, why don't you open that door?
Go back home and tell more of them they got me, Richard.
Open the door and let me in.
Well, I'll be seeing you.
Open the door, Richard.
Richard, you done me dirty.
Richard, why don't you?
Number 5 this week on the Billboard sales chart, Open the Door, Richard, by Dusty Fletcher, the 49-year-old comedian out of Des Moines, Iowa. Now, that was a two-part recording. Back then, of course, you had to flip the record over. But today, we can play it seamlessly from beginning to end. Now, Fletcher had done the act for over 20 years on the vaudeville circuit, and as I mentioned last hour, when Jack McVay's recording came out, another vaudevillian, John Mason, claimed writing credit. Well, Fletcher did, too. Well, as it turned out, McVay, Fletcher, and Mason were all co-credited with writing the song. And the Dusty Fletcher platter sold 1 million copies and made it to number 3. It's early March in 1947 on Today Seems Like Old Times, and it's been a snowy end to the winter season. A foot of snow blanketed the Midwest a couple weeks ago, and snow's falling again this weekend. More than 6 inches in St. Louis and Kansas City, and 6 to 8 inches expected in Cincinnati and Pittsburgh. But spring isn't far away. We know that because the seed catalogs have started to arrive. The seed companies are hawking their spring wares with a new peacetime vigor, hoping to keep sales near wartime levels. Burpees is featuring a yellow-pink snapdragon, billed as the first all-double snapdragon ever grown from seed, and also a pink all-double petunia called the Mrs. Dwight D. Eisenhower. From the Ferry Morse Company, they've introduced a sweet pea called the Cuthbertson. It's resistant to summer heat. But vegetable gardens are tailing off a bit, at least compared to the victory gardening during the war. But there are some new novelties for vegetable growers. There's a brownish-tinged lettuce called the Bronze Beauty, a midget watermelon, a hybrid eggplant, a yellow sweet pepper, and a giant tree tomato. And new garden gadgets include this, a four-wheeled, gasoline-driven lawnmower with a unique rotary blade. It says here it works something like a floor waxer, priced at $180. Wonder if that'll catch on. There's also an electric hedge clipper at $45. Too bad the music industry isn't as creative, as we get to number 4 on the countdown, and once again, Open the Door, Richard, this time by the Three Flames.
Open the door, Richard. Open the door, Richard. Open the door, Richard. Hey, Dick, open that door.
Open the door, Richard. Open the door and let me in. Open the door, Richard. Richard, why don't you open that door? Open the door, Richard. Open the door and let me in. Open the door, Richard. Richard, why don't you open that door?
Now, here I am standing, digging in my hip pocket. And here I am standing, scratching in my pants pocket. And I'm out here groping in my coat pocket. But, man, I don't know. I just can't find that key. I don't know.
Open the door, Richard. Open the door and let me in. Open the door, Richard. Richard, why don't you open that door?
Now, here it's 4 o'clock in the morning, and I'm just getting home. Now, that's a drag. I should have been home 11 o'clock. Well, I know. I left my key home. I know that. So I'm going to have to wake up Bridget. He's my roommate. You know, he's a real great cat. He's my roommate. I got to wake him up. I know that. Well, yeah, I'm at home now. I'll call Richard and see if I'll get him. Hey, Richard. Richard, I guess I better knock on the door. Richard, open the door. Richard, open the door. You know, I'm telling you about this cat. When he sleeps, man. He's what we call a 20th century Rip Van Winkle. That cat falls asleep and he dies. I tell you another, Richard, open the door. It's getting kind of cold out there. Open, Richard. I put up my coat collar. You know, I tell you about Richard. You know, we was out in California one time. And we went in looking for a room. Went in this mad hotel. And we got upstairs and opened the door and turned on the light. And there on the middle of the bed sat this great big mouse eating an onion and crying like a baby. Man, we went through a lot of stuff. Richard, open the door. It's getting cold out there. It's getting cold, Richard. Richard. Richard, open the door.
Open the door, Richard. Open the door and let me in. Open the door, Richard. Richard, why don't you open that door?
Now, Richard, my boy, he should open that door. Cause I had so much to tell him. I'm out here caught the croup. My legs stopped to droop and went bloop-de-bloop. It's cold. Cold. Richard, now why didn't Richard open that door?
Out of New York City, the Three Flames. Featuring guitarist and vocalist, I guess, Tiger Haynes. On piano, Roy Testemark. And Averill Pollard on the bass. Their version of Open the Door, Richard, was at number 4 on the sales chart, but it was number 1 on the radio survey this weekend. Also on the airplay chart this weekend, debuting, is a record from 1933. It's the Ted Weems Orchestra and Heartaches. Heartaches was a popular song back in the early 30s, and Ted Weems recorded that version, featuring Elmo Tanner's whistling, in 1933. Didn't really do much on the charts. But 14 years later, here in early 1947, a disc jockey on WBT in Charlotte named Kurt Webster played it one night on his program Midnight Dancing Party. Now, WET was and still is a 50,000-watt station, so it can be heard all along the East Coast, and the listeners couldn't get enough of it. It debuts on Billboard's Airplay chart at number 6 this week. It would hit number 1 and remain there for 13 weeks. Also in this weekend's show, it's a salute to Night, and our collection includes Bing Crosby's theme song.
Why must I live in dreams of the days I used to know? Why can't I find real peace of mind and return to the long ago, where the blue of the night meets the gold of the day? Someone waits for me, and the gold of her hair crowns the blue of her eyes like a halo tenderly. If only I could see her, oh, how happy I would be, where the blue of the night meets the gold of the day. Someone waits for me. If only I could see her, oh, how happy I would be, where the blue of the night meets the gold of the day.
Bing Crosby's theme song, recorded in November of 1931, where the blue of the night meets the gold of the day. One of the tunes of Night on Today Seems Like Old Times. On Today Seems Like Old Times, we're listening to the memories from the first weekend of March in 1947. And coming in at number 3 on the countdown this week, the third and definitive version of the anniversary song. Here's Al Jolson.
Oh, how we danced on the night we were wed. We vowed our true love, though a word wasn't said. The world was in bloom, there were stars in the skies, except for the few that were there in your eyes. Dear, as I held you close in my arms, angels were singing a hymn to your charms, to hearts gently beating, murmuring low, darling, I love you so. The night seemed to fade into blossoming dawn. The sun shone anew, but the dance lingered on. Could we but recall that sweet moment sublime, we'd find that our love is unaltered by time. Blossoming dawn, the sun shone in you, but the dance lingered on. Could we but recall that sweet moment sublime, we'd find that our love is unaltered by time.
60-year-old Al Jolson and the Anniversary Song. Record number 3 this weekend in 1947. He was accompanied by the Morris Stoloff Orchestra. The melody for the song is Waves of the Danube, a Romanian waltz from the 1880s. The record got to number 2 and spent 6 weeks in the runner-up spot. It was a million seller for the legendary Jolson. And the song was featured in the recent biopic, The Jolson Story, starring Larry Parks. And while we're talking about the movies, let's head to the cinema from this weekend 78 years ago and see what was up on the big screen. A couple of cartoons. There's Catfishing with Tom and Jerry. There's The Goofy Gophers. Two polite gophers raid a vegetable patch and drive a guard dog crazy. And there's the latest from The Three Stooges, Half-Wit's Holiday. A professor bets that he can turn Moe, Larry, and Curly into gentlemen.
See the cat. Does the mouse see the cat? Yes, the dirty rat.
Don't get personal.
Here.
Read page 4.
Oh, see the little deer. Has the deer a little doe?
Yeah, $2.
Oh. No more levity. Read, Larry.
Oh, see the pretty cat. Does the pretty cat have chickens?
That's kittens. A cat does not have chickens.
Oh, no? Well, I had a cat and it got in the chicken house, and that cat had chickens.
Oh. Okay, a couple of serials now. Blondie's Big Moment. Penny Singleton and Arthur Lake, of course. There's Jack Armstrong with John Hart. And Son of Zorro stars George Turner. Also showing The Yearling with Gregory Peck and Jane Wyman. Odd Man Out with James Mason. Boomerang has Dana Andrews. And Sheridan stars as Nora Prentice. There's Lady in the Lake with Robert Montgomery and Audrey Totter. Dead Reckoning as Bogey and Elizabeth Scott. 13 Rue Madeleine with James Cagney, Annabella, and Richard Conti. And Smash Up, The Story of a Woman, starring Susan Hayward.
This is something special.
Insidious, isn't it, Angie?
What, Mike?
All this leisure. So much of it makes you realize what work really meant. Isn't that so?
You mean I could miss singing my lungs out in those gin mills? That's the silliest thing I've ever heard. What you need, Mike, is a stone fence. Just about the most colossal drink you've ever drank. It puts poise in apathetic people, if you know what I mean. And after the second one, your spine turns to solid platinum.
Also playing The Fabulous Dorseys with Jimmy and Tommy. And Love Laughs at Andy Hardy. Mickey Rooney's back, and so is Andy from the Army.
You'd be irresistible in that coat.
Kay, darling.
Hello, Andrew. Welcome back to Wainwright.
Well, you look better than I ever thought you'd look, and I thought you'd look sensational.
Well, you haven't run downhill yourself.
What are you doing for the whole rest of the year? I figure if we have about 5 or 6 dates a week in about 3 years, we'll be back on schedule.
Hey, give me a chance to catch my breath.
Mickey Rooney with Benita Granville and Love Laughs at Andy Hardy. And there's the romantic musical The Shocking Miss Pilgrim, starring Dick Hames and Betty Grable. Betty's fabulous as always to the eyes and ears. The film featured the songs of the Gershwins. Here, Betty sings Changing My Tune.
Yesterday the skies were black and I was blue. Yesterday, alas, alack, I thought I was through. But knock on wood, my job looks good, and having found a dwelling, my happiness is beyond the telling. Castles were crumbling and daydreams were tumbling. December was battling with dew. But on this bright afternoon, guess I'll be changing my tune. Kept on despairing beyond any caring if I jumped out of a balloon. But I'm arranging from now to be changing my tune. At last the skies are bright and shiny. It's a human world once more. Yesterday's troubles are tiny. What were you worried for? Wanted a permit to make me a hermit, to grumble and glare at the moon. But I'm arranging from now to be changing my tune. At last the skies are bright and shiny. It's a human world once more. Yesterday's troubles are tiny. What was I worried for? Wanted a permit to make me a hermit, to grumble and glare at the moon. But I'm arranging from now to be changing my tune.
That's Betty Grable from the film The Shocking Miss Pilgrim, singing the Gershwins' Changing My Tune. That was in the theaters this weekend in 1947. Well, back to our night songs now. Here's the Boyd Rayburn Orchestra and A Night in Tunisia.
Thank you.
Dizzy Gillespie's composition A Night in Tunisia, or Interlude. They're a 1945 recording by the Boyd Rayburn Orchestra, as we're doing night songs today on Seems Like Old Times. We're back on Seems Like Old Times. I'm your host, Craig Orndorff, and today it's the first weekend of March in 1947. And now let's take a look at sports. College basketball. Holy Cross had to play all road games this year and went 24-3. They'd win the NCAA title over Oklahoma. The NIT tournament went to Utah, defeating Kentucky, holding star Ralph Beard to just 1 point. Pro Hoops, the inaugural season of the Basketball Association of America, soon to become the NBA. The Chicago Stags won the West. The Washington Capitals finished 14 games ahead of the Philadelphia Warriors in the East. But the division winners met in the playoff semifinals. The Stags beat the Capitals, and then the Warriors beat Chicago in 5 games for the championship. In the NHL, Montreal would edge Toronto for first place, but the Leafs beat the Habs in 6 testy games for the Stanley Cup. Getting closer to baseball season, and the Pirates have bought first baseman Hank Greenberg from the Tigers for somewhere around $30,000. The veteran Greenberg led the American League in home runs with 44 last year, and the Pirates will pair him with young slugger Ralph Kiner. Famed Negro League star Josh Gibson has passed away of a brain tumor at the age of 35. Class of 47 Hall of Famers will be Carl Hubbell, Frank Frisch, Mickey Cochran, and Lefty Grove. And when training camps open up, there'll be some new managers, Billy Herman in Pittsburgh, Muddy Rule with the Browns, Bucky Harris with the Yanks, and Johnny Noon at Cincinnati. And that is a look at sports from this weekend, 1947. And we're back to the Billboard record sales chart this week, and coming in at number 2, another plea to open the door, Richard, this time from the Count Basie Orchestra.
You see, old Bass gave us a part at the club tonight. Old Richard went home early. He's got the key to the house. I'm going to knock on the door, see if I can get in. Open the door, Richard. You see, Richard sleeps in the back room. It's kind of hard to hear. Maybe I better knock a little louder. Open the door, Richard. I don't think Richard heard me yet. Knock one more time. Let's see what's going to happen. Richard, open the door, please.
Open the door, Richard. Open the door and let me in. Open the door, Richard. Richard, why don't you open that door?
Richard, open the door, man. It's called a hole out here in this air. Now look, there's that old woman across the street looking out the window.
Who's that widow, sweet?
That must be her sister, I guess. She wants to make sure this is me. She's trying to find out what's happening. Yes, it's me, and I'm late again.
Sweet, did you hear what the lady said?
No, what did she say?
She said you sure look common out here in the street.
Common? Man, I got class I ain't never used yet. I'm gonna knock again. Richard's got to get up. Open the door, Richard! Here, you got a key to the house?
No, sweet, I don't have a key. I don't have a key.
Somebody's got to get in the house. We can't climb in a transom.
Oh, well, I know he's in there.
How you know he's in there?
I can hear him breathing.
Ooh, let's lock one more time. Richard, open that door, man. Maybe Richard's gone.
Open the door, Richard. Open the door and let me in. Open the door, Richard.
How you know it's a
Richard, why don't you open that door?
I know I got on the only suit. We ain't got but one suit between us. Now that's the reason why I don't like to room with nobody.
Featuring Harry Sweets Edison, the Count Basie Orchestra, and Open the Door, Richard. At number 2 this weekend in 47, down after a week at number 1, Count Basie's only number 1 on the pop charts. Can you believe that? Well, we'll finally open the door to the number 1 song in just a few moments, but right now, a few more night tunes. Here's Doris Day.
Quiet nights and quiet stars, quiet chords from your guitar, floating on the silence that surrounds us. Quiet thoughts and quiet dreams, quiet walks by quiet streams, climbing hills where lovers go to walk. watch the world below together. We will live eternally in this mood of reverie, away from all the cares around us. My world was dull each minute until I found you in it, and all at once the happiness I knew.
From 1941, Alvino Ray's Orchestra featuring Yvonne King, Nighty Night. And we also had Doris Day from 65, Quiet Nights of Quiet Stars, or Corcovado. We're in the heart of night on today's Seems Like Old Times. We're rounding the turn and heading for home on today's Seems Like Old Times. But before we go, a reminder about the website, oldtimesradio.com, which includes our Listen Now page where you can hear previous shows on demand. Follow Seems Like Old Times on Facebook and Twitter. And send me an email. Let me know you're listening. If you just want to say hello, or you have an idea for a theme, or you have a list of favorites that we can feature one day here on the show. Yeah, you can help put the playlist together. shoot me an email, Craig, C-R-A-I-G, at oldtimesradio.com. Well, I've got a couple of more night songs before we wrap up today's show. Here's one from Ruth Etting. From 1928, that's Ruth Etting, Happy Days and Lonely Nights. A night song for our musical theme today on Seems Like Old Times, and we've got lots of them left over, so we'll delve into this topic again in the coming weeks. But right now, we're up to our number one song from this weekend in the spotlight year, 1947. Well, before we get to our top song, let's get to the top news story of the day, and that's a secret meeting that took place at the White House last week with members of Congress and the Cabinet, and of course, it got leaked to the press. The details? Great Britain, with an economy that's nearly wrecked, can no longer maintain security in Greece. Secretary of State George Marshall reports from London that Great Britain can no longer support forces in Greece, nor could it maintain position in Turkey. Marshall says the U.S. will have to loan $250 million for rehabbing Greece's ports, railways, bridges, and support the British garrison there. If we don't, he says, the Soviets would take over. Now, Congress is already complaining about President Truman's request for $350 million for a food and clothing program for the Europeans. And former President Herbert Hoover, just back from Europe, says the total foreign relief programs will likely total $1.5 billion. But the State Department says the U.S. should assume those commitments to Greece, and GOP Senate boss Bob Taft has given his okay. This program would be called the Truman Doctrine. And next week, Harry S. would present it to Congress.
It would be an unspeakable tragedy if these countries, which have struggled so long against overwhelming odds, should lose that victory for which they sacrificed so much. Collapse of free institutions and loss of independence would be disastrous, not only for them, but for the world. Discouragement and possibly failure would quickly be the lot of neighboring peoples striving to maintain their freedom and independence. Should we fail to aid Greece and Turkey in this fateful hour, the effect will be far-reaching to the west as well as to the east. We must take immediate and resolute action.
The Truman Doctrine, one of the top news stories from March of 1947. And standing above all others on the Billboard chart this week is the Freddie Martin Orchestra. They're at number one with Managua, Nicaragua.
Feeling out of sorts, I'd like to recommend a look
in Managua, Nicaragua. What a wonderful spot. There's coffee and bananas and the temperature hot. So take a trip and on a ship go sailing away across the aqua to Managua, Nicaragua. Ole. There's coffee and bananas and the temperature hot. So take a trip and on a ship go sailing away across the aqua to Managua, Nicaragua. Olé!
The Freddie Martin Orchestra featuring Stuart Wade and the boys in the band on the vocals and Managua, Nicaragua. That's the sixth number one for the 40-year-old Martin, a Cleveland native dubbed Mr. Silvertone, and his second straight chart topper. Late last year, he had two each his own. And Managua, Nicaragua spent 3 weeks at number one, including this weekend in 1947. Well, that's it for this week's show, everybody. We are all out of time. Hope you enjoyed it. I'm certainly glad you were here, and I'll look forward to you coming back next week. And until we meet again, this is Craig Orndorff signing off for Seems Like Old Times.